programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Back. It's in studio with Stephen Pickford. Steve, we're talking today about traveling single is getting to be a bit more common these days, as you know, people really don't necessarily have a set travel companion, and you know, you just want to go and see the sights of the world.
Yeah, they don't want to stay home, and so that's one of the tenets behind Singles Travel International. The founder and president, Tammy Wheeler, joins us now on the line. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit more about Singles Travel International. What got you interested in founding the company?
I started the company almost 15 years ago now. I had lived in New York, came back to Chicago, was single. All my friends were married, having kids. And I was a born traveler. I had worked in the airline industry and was used to getting together with my friends and taking a flight and going, and then all of a sudden they all dropped off. So I met a lady who ran a singles dining club in Chicago, and one thing led to another, and we started doing some vacations. It didn't take me very long to realize that there are a lot of single people out there looking for companions on vacation, even 15 years ago. True, today the stigma is gone, but even 15 years ago, there were a lot of people. So I thought, why don't I just put this together, help singles find other people to travel with, because that was the predicament that I found myself in. So it worked out great.
Because people would say travel single, they always see these prices, and of course, you know, the major tour operators always have it per person double, and they didn't have that other person to fill the room, so they ended up paying double the price, and that was always a big concern for single travelers.
Yeah, that's definitely probably the biggest pain for single travelers. And, you know, we're a kind of a middleman, so we also do our prices based on per person. But we have a couple of things that make it an advantage to travel with singles travel. We have a guaranteed roommate program, so if they sign up before the final payment date, we guarantee to find a roommate for that guest. And the other thing, again, as you said earlier in the show, it's becoming a little bit more popular, and the vendors or the suppliers, meaning the hoteliers and the tour companies, they're starting to wake up a little bit. So we actually have a couple of programs next year, four to be exact, in the beginning of the year, where we have no single supplement. So we've been working on this for 15 years, and not everybody's receptive to it, but I think they're starting to wake up and understand that this is a really big market, especially as the baby boomers start to retire. A lot of them are single.
Now, why, for example, now have you seen it sort of develop more as a market? People are all of a sudden hitting the road more.
Well, I don't know if people are traveling more, but I think that the concept of being single is something that people aren't embarrassed about as much anymore. And I think what helped bring that along were the online dating sites, Match.com, eHarmony, and some of those kinds of sites where people are now more interested in, especially with Facebook and MySpace, people are very willing to announce that they're single. And so I know that the number of people that have traveled with us has grown over the years, but I think it's mainly because, number one, the economy was very good, and number two, I don't think they're so afraid to be out there and be alone and be single. They see what the options are.
Now, what are some of the benefits of traveling solo? I mean, other than, you know, you can have your own thoughts with yourself, but I mean that you could also be very lonely if you travel solo. But you're going with your group. You're
sort of built that multiple personalities like I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
Yeah, then you're always traveling with your best friend. Yes.
Well, then you're really not traveling alone, are you, Willem? You know, I think it's great to be a solo traveler. Obviously, what we do is group travel, which really solves that problem because you always have the companionship. And a lot of people like to do that. But when you travel solo, whether you're with a group or you go on your own, there are a lot of options today. And you know what? There's no commitment. If you're suddenly single, you're divorced or widowed, I mean, it's more appropriate if you're divorced, but you don't have to answer to anybody anymore. You get to make your own plans. You get to go out and meet new people. And one of the things that we've launched this year on our website is the very first singles travel community. So if your listeners were to go to our website right now, which is singlestravelintl.com, they could actually join our community for free. And not only would they be able to shop for vacations, but they're able to find other single people in their area, and they can actually make friends with them and communicate with them. And that's really what we're trying to promote, is just get out there, have fun, don't be afraid anymore. There are a lot of options for single travelers.
So in addition to being able to just get out and take a trip someplace, it's also a way for people to become aware of each other.
Right, and they're finding roommates on the site, and they're sharing information, and as we release different enhancements, we hope that our site will be the one-stop shop for anybody who's single that wants to travel.
That sounds very, very interesting, because, you know, outside of the travel aspect, I mean, when people will often ask each other is, how does one become aware of someone else? Because it is very common knowledge. I mean, that there's so many single people out there, but you might meet somebody, and maybe 30 years ago, you'd actually strike up a conversation, and today, someone who might otherwise respond to you won't give you the time of day. So it's becoming increasingly hard. So...
Right.
This is something that maybe on this site you find people with a common interest, because that's what draws people together initially, common interest.
That's right.
I mean, I have at least four personal friends who that's what they do. I mean, some people, you know, they have their own choice of drugs. Their drug is travel. You know, give me a plane ticket out of here. I want to go see something interesting, whether it's Machu Picchu or the pyramids of Egypt or even something a little less exotic than that. But they want to get out there and travel. And if they get paired up with somebody who's not into that sort of thing, it can be a frustrating experience. So your website will fill that niche.
Right. And everybody's allowed to put their own profile. They put the activities that they're interested in, a little bit about their personal travel habits, which is super. And, you know, before we had the website, we were doing a Yahoo group before the trip. And they love to get to know each other before the trip. And before the internet, the guests never got to meet each other before the vacations, and this has just exploded. They just want to know everything about who's on the trip, and they coordinate among themselves, so it's really exciting. And, you know, we also, you mentioned the pyramids, and you mentioned the more exotic tours. We've got a full menu, so to speak, and we try to offer a little bit of everything. So we've got weekend getaways and cruises and full-length tours, as well as a little bit of soft adventure. And out of our 30 vacations per year, we hope that we can reach out and offer just a little bit of something for everybody out there. But we have a way for our company to communicate with the singles. We want to know, and we just did a big survey. We got some very interesting results about that. What singles want to do, where they want to go, and how they want to do it. So yes, the travel is one thing, but the relationships that they build, not only on the trip, but before the trip and after the trip, is what the part of the concept is.
That sounds like something that's almost an idea whose time has come, but doing a great service for the community, because you'll have people who, you know, you don't want people just wallow around at home and saying, well, which wall do I want to stare at tonight? You get people who are actually actively interested in doing something and learning something a little bit about the world. And you know, finding people to share that kind of an interest is really something special. So I really like the idea. I mean, this is how Travel World was started. Stephen and I have known each other for, 33 years now? And we had a common interest of just getting out and seeing things. And when we came back, we ended up telling our stories to our friends. They said, well, why don't you do radio? And that's how the show came to be. So your website sounds pretty well the same thing, but for people not just to build relationships, but friendships that can last a lifetime.
Right. That's right.
And the variety of destinations, having that variety and of length of trips works well, too, because some people can't go away for a long period of time, or sometimes they just want to start off with something simple and see if they like it. So having that variety to cater to all interests is very, very good as well.
Right. And for next year, what we're doing is we're starting to expand not only by destination, but by lifestyle and travel style. So I listened to your advertising while I was waiting, and I see that you have an Arthur Murray ad that was on the station today. We have just started doing ballroom dance cruises. So for anybody out there who was thinking about going to Arthur Murray, I think that's a great idea. Take some dance lessons, or you can come on board the Queen Mary with us and do your dance lessons at sea.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That would be me. I'm the one who won 5 gold medals in 2000.
And you can find all this information at www.singlestravelintl.com, 1-877-SOLO-TRIP, 877-765-6874. Singles Travel International founder and president Tammy Wheeler talking to us today on Travel World.
Tammy, I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. It's a very interesting topic, and I hope you'll join us on a future edition of Travel World. Stay tuned, everybody.
I would love to.
Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Travel World.